A reminder to the public about disposing of pet fish in Wyoming's waters. Next on the Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman. Stay tuned. As county fairs, where goldfish are often given as prizes, conclude, the Wyoming Game and Fish Department is reminding the public about the impacts of releasing pet fish into local waterways. While it may seem harmless, releasing goldfish and other exotic species into the environment carries significant ecological risks, and it's unlawful under Wyoming statutes and regulations. Goldfish are resilient. They can not only survive Wyoming's harsh winters, but also reproduce rapidly, creating nuisance populations that are difficult to manage. By aggressively competing with native species for food and resources, goldfish disrupt aquatic ecosystems and can introduce harmful diseases. Game and Fish Jackson Regional Fisheries Supervisor Darren Ray says the introduction of non-native species threatens the health of local waters and diverts resources that should be focused on protecting the region's native species. He says given the serious impacts an illegal fish introduction can have on a fishery, this crime carries some of the highest penalties that exist for wildlife violations. If you find yourself with a goldfish you can no longer care for, follow the care guidelines that are found on the Game and Fish Department's Don't Let It Loose webpage. Community members are encouraged to report any sightings of goldfish in local waters to their local Game and Fish office. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has begun work to improve levees along the Snake River within the South Park Wildlife Habitat Management Area. This project involves removing old riprap and bringing in new materials to strengthen the levees. Work is scheduled to take place through the end of September. During this period, significant heavy truck traffic is expected on the roads through the WHMA. While the area will remain open to all visitors, the Game and Fish Department asks that you exercise caution, adhere to posted signs, avoid the active work zones, and give trucks the right of way. If you have any questions, be sure to contact the Wyoming Game and Fish Department Jackson Regional Office at 307-733-2321 or Teton County Road and Levee at 307-733-7190. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman, brought to you by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.